Everybody has enemies, even if they don't know it. That's a pretty cynical point of view. What you call cynicism, I consider realism. Realistically, unless somebody happened to be driving by or walking on the green and glanced over at the right moment, nobody actually saw this happen. There are no businesses with security cameras along this stretch. There's not really any way to prove who did this. You can believe down deep in your gut that this woman was behind it, but without any corroborating evidence, I can't charge her with anything.
You're not even going to talk to her?
Oh, I'll talk to her. But unless she spontaneously confesses, I don't really have anything else to go on.
So, basically, I dragged you away and let your lunch go cold for nothing. Scooping a hand through her hair, Miranda felt stupid. Of course there was nothing he could do about this. It was minor vandalism. He probably had more important things to be worried about.
Not nothing. I'll write up a report to document it. If you plan to file a claim on your insurance, you'll need that.
She blew out a breath and looked at her Jeep. Having the door repainted wouldn't eat up her deductible for the year, and reporting it would probably just make her rates go up. With the burden of her mortgage, student loans from med school, and the business loan on her practice, that was the last thing she needed.
It's an inconvenience, an irritant. Clarice just wanted to get to you, and you're giving her exactly what she wants.
With effort, Miranda tamped her temper down. She had patients to get back to, and she needed to be calm when she saw them.
Thank you.
I'll need your number.
She blinked at him. Had he just asked her out?
To let you know when the report is finished. The forms are all in my patrol car.
Right. Idiot. He's just doing his job.
He punched the number into his phone.
It should be ready for pickup in a day or two, after I've had a chance to talk to Ms. Morris.
Not, I'll call you. I appreciate it, Chief Greer, and I apologize again for dragging you away from your lunch. He angled his head and started to lift his hand before stopping himself, as if he was accustomed to having a hat to tip at a lady.
No problem. You have a good day now, Doc.
Miranda climbed into the driver's seat and watched him go. Maybe she'd completely misread that frisson of attraction when they'd bumped into each other in the diner earlier. She'd been out of the dating game entirely since she came home to Wishful, and her last relationship had left her singed enough to be okay with that state of affairs. But Ethan Greer made her wonder. Worse, he made her want things she hadn't wanted in a very long time. Doesn't matter. He's not interested. And you don't have time for a guy anyway. But as she drove past the diner on her way back to the clinic, she couldn't stop herself from taking one more glance at the way those broad shoulders filled out his uniform shirt.